Hi guys, Sam Fury here with another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan, the only program where you will train yourself to outrun, outfight, and outlive your opponents. Today we're going to talk about advanced healing therapies. Now, I've got a plumber coming over soon, so I might have to cut this short, but we'll try to get through it. Hopefully we'll get through it. People are usually late, so that's all right. All right, so yesterday, me and my friend went to a place called, I think it was called Advanced, I can't remember what it was called, but it was in Phoenix, and it was like cryotherapy, but it had a whole bunch of other stuff. Now, I've been wanting to try out cryotherapy for a couple of months, so I was excited to go and have a look, and they had this like first time deal where you can go and try a bunch of their stuff for like one price, and then you can, if you want, you can sign up. And to be honest, I probably would sign up for like a monthly membership where you get to, I don't know what the deal is, it's probably something like you get to use it once a week or something for one standard price. But oh, hello dog. But I don't live here, so I won't. But all right, so let me just tell you, I'm just going to tell you about my, I haven't done any deep research on this, but I'm going to tell you about my experience and what I think about it. So we went in, and the first thing obviously we tried is full body cryotherapy, because that's the main thing we wanted to do. And so they had like, I've seen these on like other people's Instagram reels or whatever, and they go into like a closed, like almost like a coffin chamber where it's just their head is exposed, right? But this was a bit different. This was a big room, so we could both go in together, and they give you like a beanie. They don't give you a beanie. They give you a I think they do give you a beanie, like a little hat, and then a mask to cover your face, and then some gloves and some socks and some like slippers just to cover your extremities, right? And the idea is to reduce your temperature to, I can't remember the exact things, but you reduce your temperature to a certain amount, and that shocks your system into healing and all the other awesome benefits of, I mean, they do this, like they've been doing this for, this is not new technology, right? Well, the technology is new, but the idea of this isn't new, because like you heard of the polar bear club, where they just go into freezing cold water, or like in the Scandinavians, they go into freezing cold water and then they go into a sauna, right? So it's about raising or lowering your temperature for enough time where it activates like your immune system and reduces inflammation in your body and all this sort of stuff, right? So we walk in, and it's a two chamber room. So the first one goes down to not super, super cold, but it's cold, right? And then you go in there for, I think it was 20 seconds or something. And then you go into the other one, and they recommend for beginners to just go in for 2 minutes. So that's what we did. And so we're in there for 2 minutes, and like in other ones, I've seen that they go in like not completely naked, but with their underwear on or whatever. But this one, we kept our t-shirt on, we kept the shorts on. You could, like, my friend had long pants on, she kept them on, and I could definitely tell the difference between the feeling in my bare arms and like my covered chest. Like it didn't hurt. It was definitely not super comfortable, but it was good. I enjoyed it. And maybe not the time inside. They put some music on for you, and then it's good when you go with a friend, because you can just talk for the couple of minutes, right? I feel like if it was just pure silence and you weren't talking to anyone, then probably be the longest 2 minutes of your life. But it was nice. Sorry, I just gotta pat the dog. And then, all right, so that was good. And then you get out and you feel like it's good. Your temperature comes up, and they take your temperature, and they tell you, your temperature got below 60 Fahrenheit or something like that. That's what you're trying to aim for, is to get between 60 and minus 80 or something like that. And then if you get any colder than that, you're not getting an extra benefit, and that's just a dangerous, probably going to hypothermia or whatever. But because you're only in there for like a couple of minutes, you don't go into hypothermia, right? Because your body regulates, and I suggest you probably wouldn't do it while you're sick. I don't know. That's just a guess. But whatever. All right. So the next thing, so that was the main thing. The next thing we tried was, the next thing I tried was this pressure thing, and they put this like bag, you can do it on your hips or you can do it on your legs, right? And so I put these two things on my legs, and then you just sit down, and then they punch in the machine, and like it slowly increases the pressure via air, I guess, air pressure. And it's kind of like when you get your pulse taken, not your pulse, your blood pressure taken. It's like that, but it's over your whole leg. And it just gradually increases and increases and increases. And you just feel it tightening and tightening and tightening. And I'm sure that's for some type of injury recovery or... I chose my legs because after doing a lot of sprints or whatever, I get sore legs. My friend did it on her hips or whatever, but I don't know because I didn't do it. So I don't know what her experience was like, but I thought it was quite nice actually. And it only went for 10 minutes and I was like, oh, and they can definitely increase the pressure. Obviously, as a beginner, they just said, oh, well, put on here. If you want to increase, do it. But I didn't bother. And it was cool. It was a good experience. And I assume it helps with, because of the compression, it probably helps with, like I said, containing swelling and all stuff like that, and like just recovery as well. All right, the next one was a hydro massage. We wanted to do this thing called there was some kind of facial, and we just thought that it would be like a facial, but then the guy was like, oh no, the machine's down. So I don't really know what that was about, but this one, we went to the hydro massage and he's like, oh, but then you put some red light on your face and then it's like good for you, whatever. I don't know what it's good for. He did explain it, but I wasn't paying attention. And they give you these little goggles, you know, you see people doing sunbeds and they get these little goggles, right? And you put them on your eyes. And I did, at the very start, I didn't put them on 100%, so I could see the red light coming through and I was like, ooh, that is bright. So I had to adjust them and like, you can still see the red light, but it like takes out a lot of it, right? And I imagine that's very important, otherwise you're gonna go blind. Excuse me. But the hydro massage itself is quite nice. It's just like, it's just a massage. It's a massage, right? I don't know if being a hydro massage, I think the hydro massage, the way it works is the bed is full of water. So you jump on it and it's like a water bed. And then I guess it's jets pumping up, but it has the same kind of feeling as like sitting on a massage chair. I guess it is a bit more comfortable. I don't know if it's got any extra benefits at being hydro or not. I feel like it's just a massage, right? But that was pretty cool. And that went for 10 minutes, so that was nice and relaxing. And then the last thing we did was an infrared sauna. And it was just a normal sauna with lights in it, like infrared lights, and I guess the light's special. There was another option for something else called red light therapy. And I did ask the guy what the difference was, because I assume red light therapy is infrared as well. And he couldn't really explain it. They were just teenagers running. It was like the weekend. So I think they were high school students. They were all pretty tall, big though. They were athletes. This kid was a baseball player. They were all bigger than me. And I've got a bit of a phone call. Sorry about that. The plumber came and I don't know how to pause stuff. So I've just started again and I'll splice it together. So maybe if there's a little glitch, if he goes doot doot and then it comes back to this, that's why. Anyway, so I was nearly finished. So we did red light therapy. We did the infrared sauna, right? And so I asked this dude, young adult, what the difference is there. And he said that the sauna, obviously, you know the effects of a sauna, how it's good for you. If you don't know, it's kind of like a detox. It just makes you sweat out stuff, right? And it's good because it raises your body temperature or whatever. So, and he said, and that's got infrared in it, which apparently is just like deeper penetration. He said it's really good for detoxing the body. But he likes to use the red light therapy, which is just like, apparently it's a stronger light. And it's better for sports recovery. That's he said. So after he has a game of baseball or whatever, he goes in there. And he says also a lot of people prefer it because you don't get sweaty like you do in a sauna, right? Because it's not the heat, it's just the light. So I don't know. Like he kind of had to look it up. So I don't know how accurate that is. Maybe I'll do some. I'll definitely will do more research. I just don't know when. We'll get into that. So I think the main thing is it's detox versus recovery. And then the other thing that they had was localized cryo, which I thought about trying on my shoulder, but my shoulder's actually getting better. If I do it again, I would try localized cryo on my shoulder. And so that was my experience with that. And it was a pretty good, it's because it wasn't just cryo, right? It had a whole bunch of other stuff that you can do. Like I said, if I lived here, I'd probably get a membership because I can't remember the exact deals, but it was pretty good. And if you can go in there like once a week, I'd do cryo once a week. Yeah, I think if you don't want to do that, you could definitely just take cold showers in the morning, right? The idea is to lower your body temperature to a certain point. You'd have to go online or whatever, and I'll do an in-depth thing about cryo and then how you can achieve it, and or hot and cold therapies. I'll do that. I'll write that down, and in a little while I'll do like a full full in-depth research in there, so you can look forward to that, or you can just go look at it yourself if you're interested in it. You see a lot of these people on Instagram, right, especially body hackers, and they all swear by doing like cold baths, and they get like these big cold drums, ice buckets, and then they just jump in it right for 30 seconds or whatever, and then come out, and or a couple of minutes. As you get better, it gets longer, and then yeah, and the benefits are apparently really good. Help you to sleep better, increases your metabolism, what else, activates your immune system, all this sort of stuff. Yeah, I'll get deeper into it another day. That's it for today though, guys. The app's live, it's good, go get it, right? Of course I'm still constantly improving it, and it'll just get better and better and better, so get it now while it's still cheap. It's like $30, you can get it for $1 for 30 days access. And it's just a one-time dollar payment for 30 days. There's no automatic payment. It won't take out any more money. And then if you want to keep going, you can re-up it and then go on a subscription or whatever. All right, that's it, guys. www.survivalfitnessplan.com/app. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Take a screenshot, share it with your mates. Put it on your socials. #survivalfitnessplan. And I will see you again next time. Bye.